This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. The U.S. military is removing the aid pier from the Gaza coast due to weather. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A U.S.-built aid pier will be detached from Gaza's coast for a second time due to rough seas, two U.S. officials say, raising further questions about the viability of the sea route into Gaza. They add the military is moving the pier to prevent it from breaking apart, as it did late last month. The officials expect the pier will be back in place and operating again by next week. The $230 million project has been beset by security, logistical and other problems since aid first rolled ashore on May 17. Although aid has been unloaded in a secure area on shore for several days, humanitarian agencies have stopped picking it up and distributing it throughout Gaza because of insecurity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged America's unwavering support for Ukraine and announced more than $1.5 billion in aid for the country's energy sector on Saturday.
The United States is committed to helping Ukraine rebuild. To that end, today, I am pleased to announce that the United States will provide more than $1.5 billion to address Ukraine's humanitarian and energy needs and to help relieve the suffering of the people of Ukraine.
Harris made the announcement at the Ukraine Peace Summit in Lucerne, Switzerland, where she met with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. The $1.5 billion includes $500 million in new funding for energy assistance and the redirecting of $324 million in previously announced funds toward emergency energy infrastructure repair and other needs in Ukraine, according to the vice president's office. For additional stories, visit our website, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. There are lawsuits and warnings against some pricey stem cell treatments. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Stem cells fascinate researchers because of their ability to reproduce and transform into other cell types, possibly creating potential for treating disease and injuries. But the FDA has approved just a handful of therapies. But there are businesses hawking unapproved, unproven, and costly stem cell therapies for many ailments. In some cases, they've caused blindness, bacterial infections, and tumors. Iowa officials recently joined attorneys general in New York, North Dakota, Georgia, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Washington State, who are suing businesses that allegedly promote unproven stem cell treatments. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Anti-racism groups are joining French unions and a brand new left-wing coalition in protests in Paris and across France against the surging nationalist far right. The demonstrations on Saturday afternoon come as parties engage in frenzied campaigning for snap parliamentary elections. Protesters fear that the elections will produce France's first far-right government since World War II. Crowds have been gathering daily ever since Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration national rally made historic gains in the European Parliament elections on Sunday. The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebels has turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II. More than 50 vessels have been clearly targeted by the rebels. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Commander Eric Blomberg and the destroyer USS Laboon are not facing a global power like Russia or China, but rather the Iran-backed Houthi rebels who have launched nearly daily attacks for months in the Red Sea.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing.
Jets from the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Laboon's firepower have scrambled to take out Houthi drones and missiles aimed at civilians. Vessels and warships. The U.S. and its partners are trying to both protect a vital commercial shipping lane and themselves. I'm Sagar Meghani.
The beleaguered director of Haiti's National Police has been ousted following months of criticism that he wasn't doing enough to protect officers under assault by gangs. France Elby was replaced by former Haitian police chief Normal Rameau on Saturday. Rameau was dismissed from the post nearly 4 years ago under a different administration, but will once again take the helm of an underfunded and ill-equipped department that only has some 4,000 officers on duty. More than 2,500 people have been killed or injured across Haiti in the first 3 months of the year as gang violence continues to surge. Among those killed are nearly two dozen police officers. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.